Morning, everyone. Scott, I'd like to meet the fellow you're talking about this morning. It's an honor for me to be with you today. And for those of you on Zoom and Facebook, thank you for letting us come into your home. Don will get that sound straightened out pretty soon here. But thank you for letting me come to minister the word to you today. I invite you to take your Bibles and turn with me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. That there is a wonderful invitation to a life of spiritual joy and victory found in these words. Peter writes in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. In these words are found the Christian's secret to a happy life. Cares are something we all have in common. Your cares may be different than my cares, but we all have cares. Cares arise from many areas of life, from frequent misunderstanding with others, from failed family relationships, from work, from home, from school, from health, from finances. But the fact that the Holy Spirit inspired Peter to say, God cares for you, gives each of us a truly blessed assurance and comfort. To think, God cares. He personally cares about you and about me. It is this fact that provides the reason for us to cast all our cares upon him. Now, there are some key words in this verse. The first key word is that word casting. It means more than just a casual toss. It involves a deliberate act of the will. It involves a personal responsibility. We must do the acting. We must do the casting. We must deliberately act. We are to purposely, intentionally, actively, definitely cast all our cares upon the Lord. This promise does not call for a passive faith. It calls for an active faith. The second key word in this verse, and the most important word, is that little word all, A-L-L. Not part, not some, not in just the little cases, but in all our cares. Not only the spiritual, but the material. Not only in general, but in particular. Not only part of the time, but all the time. God himself invites us to do this, to cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. Someone translated this verse, unload all the distracting anxieties you have upon him, for he is concerned about you. In my first pastoral assignment, which was some years ago, I knew a dear missionary lady by the name of Mary Cooper, who spent 40 years ministering in Africa. Shortly before her retirement, she wrote her missionary agency and asked him what her retirement income would be so she could properly prepare a budget. They sent her a figure and she thought, well, okay, I'll work with that. She carefully and thoughtfully figured out how she could divide that among her needs. She came to the States, bought a small mobile home in Indiana, her home state. And there she set up her home and had enough to get by on her bills. It would be tight, but if she was careful, she could make it. It was 6 months into her retirement that she received another letter from her missionary agency apologizing and saying, we miscalculated the figure we gave you. We apologize. Your income will actually be $100 less than what we'd quoted you. Furthermore, even though it's our mistake, you'll have to pay back what we overpaid you in the first 6 months. She took that letter and laid it on top of her Bible, and with confidence, she said, Lord, here's another one of your problems. And she walked away from it without any worry or anxiety. To her amazement, God provided her needs. Former friends and supporters began sending her gifts, even though they had no idea what her needs were. And God abundantly provided her every need. Mary Cooper had cast all her care upon the Lord. And that brings me to my outline for today. There are three things I'd like you to consider. First of all, cast upon the Lord the cares of your past with its sin-wasted life and unpleasant memories. Are you still carrying the guilt, the shame, the remorse, the load of something you did or experienced in your past? Do you feel that your past has been wasted, that your past is full of unpleasant memories that you wish you could erase and forget? Past sin, with its guilt and shame, is a terrible load to carry. You know you've done wrong, and you deeply regret it. But the cross of Calvary reminds us that God does care. God cares so much for you and I that he literally gave up his only begotten Son, that if we put our faith and trust in his Son Jesus, we will not perish, but rather we will enjoy everlasting life. Jesus cares so much for us that he was willing to die on a cross, on an old rugged cross, in order that our sins might be forgiven and that we could have a right relationship with God. Jesus took upon himself the sins of all mankind, yours and mine included, and became the sacrificial Lamb of God that we might find pardon and cleansing. Jesus took upon himself all the hurts of your past so that you may be completely made whole and complete in soul. So, my dear friends, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Your sins, your past, can be wiped clean. You need not carry your sins or your past hurts to the grave. God has said to each one of us, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus announced his very purpose in coming by saying he had come to heal the brokenhearted. So don't waste another day. Don't allow those unpleasant memories to haunt you anymore. Cast the cares of your past at the feet of Jesus and discover the joy of sins forgiven and cleansing and healing in heart and soul. Jesus knows who you are and what you have done and what you've been through and what you've experienced in your past. But he loves you just the same. And he wants you to experience new freedom and joy in him. The woman whom Jesus encountered at the well is certainly an example of a sin-filled, wasted life. She'd had 5 failed marriages with all the pain and hurt associated with them. She was full of guilt and condemnation and shame. She was shunned by the other women of her village, an outcast. Oh, what heartbreak and misery she must have experienced in her lifetime. But when she encountered Jesus Christ that day at the well, she discovered forgiveness and cleansing and healing and a whole new way of life. My dear friends, cast all the cares of your past upon the Lord. With your past sin-filled and wasted life and unpleasant memories, cast them all at the feet of Jesus today and discover the joy of forgiveness and cleansing and healing. But secondly, I would say to you, cast upon the Lord the cares of your present, which is filled with daily trouble and anxiety. Oh, what battles we wage from day to day. It seems sometimes that our days are so full of one problem after another. There are 2 kinds of cares in our scripture text. There's first of all the anxious cares in the words, casting all your cares. And then secondly, there is the affectionate care found in the words, he cares for you. So over and against our anxious cares is our Savior's never-failing affectionate care. We tend to hold on to our troubles, even though the Bible says, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather his lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom. That's a beautiful picture. To think that God, our loving Heavenly Father, gathers his lambs together in his arms and carries them in his bosom. Don't ever forget, God personally cares about those worries and troubles that bother us. He cares about our feelings. He cares about our needs. He cares about our concerns. He cares about our circumstances. He cares about them more than we care about them. Not a nagging, aching, worrisome, stomach-clenching, pressure-building thought can escape his attention or his notice. As J.B. Phillips renders this verse, you can throw the whole weight of your anxieties upon him, for you are his personal concern. Isn't that great? God genuinely cares. He genuinely cares about all your sorrows and trials, and he is able to bear the entire weight of your worries. He delights to have us pour out our hearts to him. When the burdens press in upon us, when the burdens begin to destroy our peace of mind. In fact, no problem can disturb you today that is too small nor too large to be brought to his attention and cast upon him, literally cast upon him. There was a good Christian gentleman who was going through some rather difficult times and trying circumstances in his life. One day he entered his home, looked over at his little daughter, who was paralyzed, sitting there on the couch. He was carrying a package that he had bought for his wife. Going over to his beautiful but paralyzed daughter, he placed a kiss on her cheek and then said, "Honey, where is your mom?" The little girl replied, "Mommy is upstairs." Daddy said, "Well, dear, I've got something for her. I'm going to take it up to her. I'll be right back." The little girl spoke up and said, "Daddy, let me take it up to Mommy." The daddy says, "But honey, you can't even carry yourself. How can you carry this package up to your mom?" She said, "Of course not, Papa. But if you will give it to me, I will carry the package, and you can carry me." And through that tender exchange of words, God spoke to the father's heart, saying, "You're carrying the burden that you're carrying by yourself. Why not let me carry you?" My friends, God wants to carry us and all of our burdens too. Right now, the Lord is upholding you by his power, and he is able to gladly carry your burdens as well. The hymn writer said it so well. "Are you weak and heavy laden, cumbered with the load of care? Precious Savior, still our refuge. Take it to the Lord in prayer." Are you carrying your load today? Why not let the Lord carry you and your burden as well? So I encourage you today, cast upon the Lord the cares of your present, which are filled with daily troubles and anxieties. But thirdly, may I encourage you today to also cast upon the Lord the cares of your future, which is filled with fears and apprehensions. There is one sense, of course, in which we cannot cast upon the Lord all the anxieties of the days yet to come, for we do not know what a single day holds forth. Oh, what does the future hold? What does the future hold? Get my drink. Thank you, Scott. Thank you so much. What does the future hold? I've asked myself that question 1,000 times and over. Still, we can say with confidence, "I don't know about tomorrow, but I know who holds tomorrow, and I know who holds my hand." And my friends, the Lord knows the way through the wilderness. God will never forsake you. He will never neglect you. Father or mother or children or friends may forget who you are, but God will never let you slip through his loving care. I cannot guarantee your future. I don't know what your future holds. You may become poor, and friends may pass you by. You may lose your position of influence, and flatter will no longer throng your path. Your beauty may fade, and your admirers may leave you. You may grow old, and others will forget you. You may become ill, and some will neglect you. You may appear useless to the world. No one may seem to care, but God knows who you are, and God knows where you are, and God knows what you're going through, and God loves you, and He's always there to serve your needs and to meet your needs. When He loves you, He always loves you. He cares for you more significantly than you could ever know. He cares for you even though you may feel and be unworthy. God loves you. He cares about you. So trust Him with all your heart. Corrie Ten Boom used to say, "Never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God." A little girl was taking her very first train ride, or airplane ride. Her father was the pilot. Along the way, they encountered some turbulence, and the flight became rather rough. An airline crew member came and sat next to the little girl and said, "Are you all right?" The little girl simply answered the question, "Is my daddy still at the controls?" They assured her that in fact he was. And she said with confidence, then I'm okay. Oh, that we might have childlike faith in our Heavenly Father to know that He, in fact, is still at the controls. In fact, He is in control of everything. He is still and always will be at the controls. God is in control. God cares for you because He values you so very highly. That is why He sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die in your behalf. The one who knows when a single sparrow falls, and who knows the number of hairs on our heads, is keenly interested in the life and problems of those for whom His Son Jesus died. The Bible clearly instructs us to cast, to unload all our cares and anxieties and burdens upon the Lord. The Lord will either help us bear up under the load, or He'll remove the load completely. Let this blessed assurance lift your hearts today. God cares, and God's care is infinitely superior to any human care. He is fully aware of everything that happens, and He is able to care for our every burden, our every concern, our every need. He has promised that if we will do the casting, He will do the caring. So unload all upon Him today, the cares of your past with its sin-wasted life and unpleasant memories, the cares of your present, which is filled with daily troubles and anxieties, and the cares of your future with its fears and apprehensions. If you have made it a matter of prayer, then cease to let it be a matter of care. God tells us to burden Him with what burdens us. When we put our cares in His hands, He puts His calm in our hearts. Our work is to cast cares. God's work is to take care. So my friends, since the Lord has offered to handle our problems, why not let Him do it? How wonderful it is to be able to take all our problems, big and small, little and new, old and new, all things to Him and leave them there, to know that we can commit them to Him And he is able to keep that which we've committed to him until that blessed day when he again calls us home to be with him. This is truly the path, the spiritual joy and victory. Let us pray. Father, only you know the burdens, the cares, the concerns of those who are here today and those who are listening by way of Zoom or Facebook. You know the cares they have. We're so glad that we can bring our cares before our Heavenly Father and cast them upon him, knowing he cares for each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for that word of assurance. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We conclude.